Welcome to the BT Group PLC Notice of Meeting 2026. The 2026 AGM will once again be a combined online and physical meeting, hybrid meeting. It's important to us to provide all shareholders with the opportunity to join and participate in our AGM, wherever they're located and whatever their ability. We strongly encourage shareholders to join the meeting online and will prioritise making the experience engaging, accessible and inclusive. We'll hold our AGM in person at 1 Bram, 1 Bram Street, London, E1 8EE and online at meetings.lumiconnect.com/100-823-897-441 at 11 a.m. on Thursday, the 9th of July, 2026. We'll ask you to comply with any safety and security measures we put in place and will refuse entry if you do not comply with these. We believe it's important that those attending the meeting behave with courtesy and respect for others. Therefore, behaving in an abusive, derogatory or disruptive manner will not be tolerated. Should you wish to attend the AGM in person, please ensure you register your intention to attend in advance via our website bt.com/AGM. When you submit your vote online at shareview.co.uk or by ticking the box on your proxy card when returning it. If circumstances change that require us to adapt our proposed arrangements for the AGM, we will advise of this via our website bt.com/AGM and, where appropriate, we may also notify shareholders by way of a stock exchange announcement. Chairman's Letter. Another year of strategic progress. This year, BT has continued to make solid progress against a clear strategy in a demanding and highly competitive environment, reflected in continued investor confidence. We are investing for the long term, strengthening our leadership and delivering for customers, colleagues and owners, while continuing to play a vital role for the country. The board is encouraged by the clarity of the strategy, the momentum of transformation and the focus on delivery. Creating long-term value. BT is investing more in UK digital infrastructure than any other business. Between 2020 and 2030, we expect to invest more than £40 billion in the country, supporting jobs, productivity and long-term economic growth. Looking ahead, we are reiterating our expectation of a cash flow inflection to around £2 billion in FY27, rising to around £3 billion by the end of the decade. Delivering this improvement in cash flow is central to our long-term value creation plans and underpins confidence in BT's future. Reflecting the year's delivery, the board has proposed an increased full-year dividend of 8.32 pence per share. This reflects our continued confidence in the business and our commitment to balancing investment for long-term growth with returns to shareholders. The board also monitors shareholder returns closely. Our priority remains to improve returns over time through consistent execution, stronger customer outcomes and growing, sustainable cash generation. We are seeing this reflected in our share price performance this year. Connecting for good. Our purpose to connect for good is central to how BT operates and how the board considers long-term value. It reflects BT's role in supporting national resilience, helping to close the digital divide, embedding sustainability into the business, and maintaining trust in the networks people rely on every day. As we become the UK's most trusted connector, we play an important role in enabling people to access digital services confidently and safely, with plans to reach more people and businesses by the end of the decade. BT also continued to make progress under its climate transition plan, cutting operational emissions, electrifying our fleet, managing Scope 3 emissions, and working towards a circular economy. This is strengthening our resilience and reducing our environmental impact. Successful stakeholder relationships. We continue to engage closely with government on the role our networks play in supporting economic growth, productivity, and inclusion across the UK. Our investment is enabled by the greater fiscal and regulatory certainty provided over the past year, including the 2025 budget, the mobile market review, and statement of strategic priorities. BT welcomed the Chancellor's support of our plans to build fibre to 30 million premises and 5G plus to 99% of the population. We're proud to lead the industry on pricing fairness, transparency, clarity and value, and we're calling for the whole industry to do the same. This year, we signed the government's pricing charter in support of this. We also led the way on fraud prevention, protecting customers from emerging threats and signing the second telecom sector fraud charter. As we support all customers to move away from outdated networks, we signed the Fixed Telecoms Modernisation Safeguards and Ceasing Charter, working to ensure we are following the right safeguarding principles for this national upgrade. We maintain an open and transparent relationship with the regulator. Ofcom's work, including its telecoms access review, provides important clarity for the sector. The board remains focused on ensuring BT operates fairly, responsibly, and in the best interests of customers. Beyond this, BT is proud to work with customers, partners, suppliers, and communities across the country every day. Whether it's supporting businesses, large and small, working with technology partners, or helping people build digital skills, BT continues to play a unique role in the UK's digital economy. Board changes. Strong governance underpins effective delivery of strategy. The board has worked closely with Alison Kirkby and the Executive Committee during the year to ensure BT has the leadership, skills and focus needed for the next phase of delivery. We welcomed representation from our major shareholder, with Sunil Bharti Mittal and Gopal Vittal appointed to the board as non-independent, non-executive directors. The board continues to benefit from a balanced mix of skills, experiences and perspectives, including strong female representation. We remain focused on effective oversight, clear accountability and supporting management to deliver the strategy at pace. Directors' election, re-election. The board believes that each director who is being put forward for election or re-election at this AGM brings considerable knowledge, wide-ranging skills and experience to the board, makes an effective and valuable contribution, and continues to demonstrate commitment to their role. The directors' biographies are set out on pages 8 to 13 of the Notice of Meeting 2026. The board considers all of the independent, non-executive directors standing for election or re-election to be independent in accordance with the UK Corporate Governance Code 2024. I was independent when appointed as chairman. Attendance and voting at the AGM. The 2026 AGM will once again be a combined online and physical meeting, hybrid meeting. We strongly encourage shareholders to join the meeting online via a live webcast, which can be accessed through meetings.lumiconnect.com/100-823-897-441. Details of how to attend the AGM online, pages 26 to 29. Details of how to attend the AGM in person, page 30. Resolutions. At this year's AGM, we're proposing 25 resolutions. The board believes that all of the resolutions set out in this notice of meeting are in the best interests of BT Group and its shareholders as a whole, and unanimously recommends that shareholders vote in favour of all the resolutions being proposed at the AGM. All directors who own ordinary shares intend to vote in favour of all of the resolutions being proposed. attendance and voting at the AGM. The 2026 AGM will once again be a combined online and physical meeting, hybrid meeting. We strongly encourage shareholders to join the meeting online via a live webcast, which can be accessed through meetings.lumiconnect.com/100-823-897-441. Your vote is important to us, and we encourage all shareholders to vote in advance by appointing a proxy, regardless of whether or not they intend to attend the AGM either online or in person. Our share registrar, Equiniti, must receive a shareholder's online or postal proxy appointment and voting instructions by 11 a.m. on Tuesday the 7th of July 2026 at the latest to ensure that shareholders' vote is counted. In addition, we strongly recommend that shareholders appoint the chair of the AGM to act as their proxy to ensure their votes are counted. Voting on all resolutions on the day of the AGM will be by way of a poll. Details of how to ask questions, page 24. Details of how to vote, page 24 and 25. A focus on the future. The year ahead is about accelerating delivery. The strategy is clear, the leadership team is in place, and execution will be critical in a highly competitive market. We look forward to welcoming Patricia Cobian in the summer when she joins BT as Chief Financial Officer and a member of the Executive Committee, succeeding Simon Louth, who leaves behind a significant legacy of leadership and contribution to BT. We will continue to evolve how the board supports delivery of the strategy. This will include new board working groups focused on workforce and technology transformation, reflecting how critical both are to future execution and long-term competitiveness. In line with this evolution, oversight of responsible business delivery will move from a standalone committee to being embedded into the board's regular reviews of strategy and performance. This will govern our progress against an expanded digital inclusion goal to reach 30 million people and businesses with digital skills, tools and support by 2030. From FY27, we intend to update BT's dividend policy to show our commitment towards increasing returns to shareholders and to reflect the increasing cash flows we expect BT to generate in the coming years. The board has adopted a new policy to grow the dividend per share by a low to mid single digit percentage each year in FY27 and onwards until we reach metrics consistent with a BBB plus credit rating. Beyond that point, we'll make residual cash flow available to support enhanced shareholder distributions. This approach provides greater clarity for shareholders while meeting commitments to the pension fund, maintaining a strong balance sheet, and preserving flexibility to invest for long-term growth. Finally, on behalf of the board, I would like to thank all our people across BT for their hard work and commitment during the year. BT's progress depends on their skill, service, and determination. And we are grateful for the way colleagues continue to deliver through significant change. Despite a challenging external environment, the board looks ahead with confidence. BT has a vital role to play for the UK, and with the asset strategy and momentum we have built, we remain focused on delivering for customers, shareholders, and the country as we build a better BT for the future. Adam Crozier, Chairman, 27th of May 2026. Who may attend the AGM? All joint shareholders can attend and speak at the meeting whether online or in person. If more than one joint holder votes, only the vote of the first shareholder listed on the register of members will be counted. We'll ask you to comply with any safety and security measures we put in place and will refuse entry if you do not comply with these. For security reasons and to speed up admission, please do not bring suitcases, large bags, cameras, laptops, or recording devices to the meeting. If you do, we may ask you to leave them in a designated area at your own risk for collection after the meeting. No one attending the meeting may bring leaflets, banners, whistles, or other items which may be used for disruptive purposes into the venue. We believe it is important that those attending the meeting behave with courtesy and respect for others. Behaving in an abusive, derogatory, or disruptive manner will not be tolerated. Should you wish to attend the AGM, you can do this online via a live webcast, which can be accessed through meetings.lumiconnect.com/100-823-897-441. Should you wish to attend the AGM in person, please ensure you register your intention to attend in advance via our website bt.com/AGM when you submit your vote online at shareview.co.uk or by ticking the box on your proxy card when returning it. You are reminded that your personal data will be processed for the purposes of the AGM in line with our privacy notice at bt.com/shareholder-privacy. How can I ask a question? We recognise the importance of shareholders being able to ask questions. You can submit a question relating to the business of the AGM in the following ways. 1. In advance of the AGM, by completing the form on our website bt.com/AGM and including your shareholder reference number, SRN, as provided on your proxy card and your AGM notification letter. Any questions submitted via the website must be submitted by 2 p.m. on the 7th of July 2026. 2. Online via meetings.lumiconnect.com/100-823-897-441 or 3. By submitting a question at any of the question registration points at the venue. We strongly encourage you to submit your question in advance as we intend to answer questions in the order in which they are submitted to us by shareholders. Questions submitted online will be moderated before being sent to the chair of the AGM. This is to avoid repetition and to ensure an orderly meeting. If you have a question relating to an individual customer service issue, to ensure a timely response and resolution, please submit these by email to agm@bt.com. The chair of the AGM cannot deal with individual customer service issues. How can I vote at the AGM? You can submit your vote online at shareview.co.uk. If you had not yet registered for a ShareView portfolio, you will need to register first. See page 31. You will need your SRN as shown on your proxy card or AGM notification letter. To vote by post, please complete, sign and return your proxy card to our share registrar, Equiniti. If you are on the BT Group PLC Register of Members at 6:30 p.m. on the 7th of July 2026, you are entitled to attend, speak and vote at the AGM, whether online or in person. The number of shares you hold at this time will decide how many votes you or your proxy or proxies will have on a poll. Changes after that time will not be taken into account. Voting on all matters will be on a poll. You can find more information about appointing a proxy in the notes on your proxy card. Whether or not you intend to attend the meeting in person or online, we strongly encourage you to appoint the chair of the AGM, as opposed to any other person, to act as your proxy to ensure your vote is counted. If, for instance, you or that other person are not able to attend the meeting online or in person. If the chair of the AGM is appointed as your proxy, he or she will vote in accordance with any instructions given to him or her. If he or she is given discretion as to how to vote, the chair of the AGM will vote in line with the board's recommendation on all of the resolutions being proposed at the AGM. Equiniti must receive your online or postal proxy appointment and voting instructions by 2 p.m. on Tuesday the 7th of July 2026 at the latest to ensure they are counted. If you return your proxy card to Equiniti, please ensure that you keep a record of your SRN prior to posting. You will need your SRN if you intend to attend the meeting online. Neither the completion and return of a proxy card in hard copy nor voting online in advance of the AGM will prevent you from attending, speaking and voting at the AGM in person or online if you wish. If you are attending the meeting in person, please bring your poll card to vote. You will be provided with details at the meeting of how to submit your vote in person should you wish to do so. If you are attending the meeting online, you can submit your vote via meetings.lumiconnect.com/100-823-897-441. How will I know if any changes have been made to the current AGM arrangements? You're encouraged to monitor our website bt.com/AGM. for any changes to the information in this notice of meeting in relation to the current arrangements for the AGM. Where appropriate, we may also notify shareholders by way of a stock exchange announcement. How can I find out the results of the voting at the AGM? The voting results will be announced by way of a stock exchange announcement and published on the website as soon as reasonably practicable following the conclusion of the AGM. Will there be any catering at the meeting? We will provide limited catering. What facilities do you have for shareholders with disabilities? For those attending online, sign language interpretation will be available, and the meeting will be simultaneously transcribed online. The venue is wheelchair accessible and has the following facilities: sound amplification, induction loop, and sign language interpretation. If I attend the AGM in person, what do I need to bring with me? Please bring your poll card, proxy card, if you have retained this, or email notification or AGM notification letter with you to help with identification. You may also find it helpful to bring this notice of meeting with you to refer to during the meeting. Safety and security. We will ask you to comply with any safety and security measures we put in place and will refuse entry if you do not comply with these. For security reasons and to speed up admission, please do not bring suitcases, large bags, cameras, laptops, or recording devices to the meeting. If you do, we may ask you to leave them in a designated area at your own risk for collection after the meeting. No one attending the meeting may bring leaflets, banners, whistles, or other items which may be used for disruptive purposes into the venue. We believe it is important that those attending the meeting behave with courtesy and respect for others. Behaving in an abusive, derogatory or disruptive manner will not be tolerated. Equiniti contact information. Please contact the shareholder helpline for any further assistance via +44 808 100 4141. Please use the country code if calling from outside the UK. Lines are open 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. UK time, Monday to Friday, excluding public holidays in England and Wales. For deaf and speech impaired customers, Equiniti welcome calls via Relay UK. Please see relayuk.bt.com for more information. You can find information on how to manage your shareholdings at help.shareview.co.uk. If contacting Equiniti via post, please use the following address: Equiniti, Highdown House, Yeoman Way, Worthing, BN99 60A. Please include a daytime telephone number. Thank you.